everyone, Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only. November 25th through December 4th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help! I was planning to party my pants off this weekend, but I don't own any.
You don't own pants?
No, I don't own party pants.
Oh, just dance over to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep. Right now, party-ready pants, dresses, and tops for the whole family are up to 50% off in stores and at OldNavy.com.
Did you say up to 50% off?
That's right. Plus, come in now to redeem your Old Navy super cash and save even more.
I'm doing a celebration dance. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy.
Valid 11/29 through 12/4. Select styles only.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Get holiday ready with over $4,400 of instant savings offers, like rich, smooth Dunkin' Donuts ground coffee, $3.50 off. And for a healthy start to breakfast, fresh pomegranates or arrow seeds and Eggland's Best Eggs, $1 off each. Visit your local club or shop samsclub.com to take advantage of these and more instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Nick Szepkowski. Don't miss your chance to catch the Northwestern Wildcats and Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets on sale now at usports.com. Bears back at practice today. They continue to prep for the one-win 49ers, who they play on Sunday. News of the day, though, comes in the form of Jay Cutler, who will undergo surgery on Saturday to repair his torn labrum. Cutler's year officially over, as perhaps is his Bears career. Noon kick Sunday when the Bears do welcome those 49ers to town. Cubs today introduced John Jay. He said on a conference call that he came to Chicago for just one reason.
It's an honor to be part of the Cubs organization, and you know, obviously coming off a win, you know, I like to win, and that was something that was very appealing about now becoming a member of the Chicago Cubs.
MLB winter meetings begin December 4th in Washington, D.C. NFL tonight, Cowboys in Minnesota to take on the Vikings. Catch that game on The Score. Coverage starts 7 p.m. Rob Gronkowski today is said to have a herniated disc. He'll need surgery on that and is expected to miss about 2 months. College football, Indiana has fired head coach Kevin Wilson. Reports for doing so point to player mistreatment. Blackhawks in action tonight. They host the Devils at 7:30. No Jonathan Toews in the lineup as he continues to recover from a back injury. Golf, Tiger Woods made his return to the PGA Tour today. He finished one over par for the round. Good for 17th of the 18 golfers in this event. J.B. Holmes, your first round leader. And unfortunate news, former USC standout and NFL return man Joe McKnight shot and killed today in New Orleans. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, where you save a fistful of dollars. And there's a new steakhouse in town, and it doesn't serve parsley or accept reservations. Taco Bell's new steakhouse burrito and steakhouse nachos have double the juicy marinated steak, zesty queso, and they come loaded all with the fixings. Get the steakhouse without the steakhouse only at Taco Bell. I'm Nick Szepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour is brought to you by McDonald's.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Bears!
Zach Miller.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Zach Miller! Touchdown, Bears!
Tight end for your Chicago Bears.
Touchdown, Zach Miller.
End zone touchdown! Wide open, the tight end, Zach
Zach Miller.
Taking you inside the game.
Touchdown for Zach Miller. So he keeps going Miller's number. Blows kisses to the crowd.
Zach Miller with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
You can follow him on Twitter at ZMiller86. And Zach Miller of the Bears joins us now on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. So how are you, Zach? Did they put your foot back on?
Yeah, man. They sewed it back up and glued it back together.
Well, because once I really looked at how complicated that Lisfranc injury is, you're only half joking when it comes to what it takes to actually repair the displaced and dislocated bones and cartilage and ligaments and everything that's involved. That's no fun.
No, it's not. It's not any fun. But the surgery went well. I've been through it before, so it's something I know I can bounce back from. So now it's just a matter of letting it heal up and then getting back in playing shape.
Next under the knife is teammate Jay Cutler, who's announced today that he is going to have surgery to take care of that torn labrum. And I'm not quite sure what to think that it means for this Bears team right now. What do you think the effect will be?
I'm not sure. I think, we understood that he was dealing with something and was trying to get through it and really probably try to do, as much as he could to avoid surgery. But at the end of the day, I think that was the right thing for him to do, is get that fixed. And hopefully, he bounces back from that and is ready to continue his career.
As close as you guys are, have you pondered the possibility or the likelihood that you'll be separated next year?
No, we haven't really talked about it much. It's something that's just kind of out of our control. Really just focused on kind of getting better and doing what we can do individually to get healthy and get back on the football field. But hopefully, looking at it down the road, I don't know how it all plays out, but maybe that's not the case. I'm not sure. We'll have to see and wait till we get there.
So are you even making an effort to be around the team or at Halas Hall? I don't know exactly the stage of your recovery at this point, but I've been around a lot of injured players, both young players and veterans, and everybody says the same thing. They all say, yeah, I want to still be in meetings. I want to still be part of the team. Yet the NFL is a cruel game in that injured players become ghosts, and that even though you want the connection, that teams just move on and you just join a different list, a different pile, and you're not, you just aren't looked at the same way once you're not in uniform anymore. And you've experienced it. So how hard do you have to try to fight against that?
I've been a part of really both instances where it kind of just pushed to the side and forgot about. And then I've been a part where you're still a major part of this. Last week I was in every day, was in meetings and was still going through our daily routine. I haven't been in this week since I've had surgery, just because, obviously recovering and then, risk of infection and all that stuff. So you kind of just hang low, but I'll go in Saturday, and kind of just start that routine, getting back into things, being around. It helps me as well, as far as just, staying around the game, staying around the guys, helps my mental state, where you're not just sitting at home and wishing you're playing football and not being able to do that. So I'll hop back on my routine next week and be around for the remainder of the year.
Zach, players, sometimes hear this, or maybe they don't pay attention, but fans and certainly media talk about teams tanking and looking for a better draft choice. I imagine that in no way, shape, or form does a coach or a player ever think along those lines.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that I don't really think is ever even in someone's mind as an athlete or a coach. It's just one of those, you don't ever go out to lose a game, regardless of what your record is, regardless of how much the season hasn't gone your way. You always try and go out and win. And I think that's probably the mentality of 100% of the guys that are on the football field. So nothing's worked out for us, but I don't think no one's going to try and lose games to get a better draft pick.
How does the game look different to you when you're on the sidelines? Are you able to observe, perceive something when you're not playing that is just because of different angles and different perspectives?
Well, I mean, the other day I watched the game up from the booth, so obviously I could see things a lot clearer. Been able to just see the whole field, kind of see things how they develop, but obviously having that vision, when you're on the field is the most important thing when it comes to playing football. Get a chance to kind of just take a step back and almost watch the game as a fan. I mean, I enjoyed watching some guys making plays, but I also don't enjoy. I found out that I don't like watching football. I'd rather play it. It's hard to sit back and watch something that you love to do so much and not be able to take part of it. So I'm not a fan of sitting out and watching these games.
You know, a lot of people aren't, and part of the problem is the NFL's gotten really tough to watch. We've talked a lot about it. I mean, there have been some ratings pressures this year that have been noticeable. Yeah. But what's and I don't know if players feel this way, but as a fan, and I've been a fan all my life, that the concept now of did that count, of anything that happens, whether it's good, whether it's bad, you wait, was there a flag, is it going to be reviewed, it's just really unsatisfying. Anytime something happens, even if players are celebrating, if you're watching on TV, you can see there's a flag there. You know, you guys are jumping all over each other in the end zone. I'm like, no, there's a hold, it's all coming back. It's the only sport where it's constantly dogged by this question in the back of your mind, did what I just saw, or what maybe in your case, what I just did it count?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of back and forth, and I know there's a lot of certain instances of, okay, we got to get it right, but are we taking it to a point where it's taken away a little bit of the excitement of the game, the flow of how things go? You're always reviewing things, going back and forth, watching certain plays, and having that that wonder if okay, that just happened. I mean, we had when I caught that touchdown 2 weeks ago in New York and against the Giants, got done and was kind of celebrating with the team. And I looked, I was like, was there a flag? And it was one of those things where I was like, please don't. I hope there's not a flag, because that's one of the worst situations when you get a TD and gets called back. But there's a lot of things of, we're trying to get everything so right. And granted, you want the right calls on the field, but you don't want it to also take away from what football really is.
To Dan's point, I know you guys spent hours and hours in the summer talking about rules and talking about what's a penalty, what isn't. When you're watching a game from
what's a catch?
Or what a catch is, or what's in bounds, what isn't. When you're watching from above or on TV, do you have any better idea what is than when you're told about it in meetings?
No, I mean, there's certain things, TV wise, where you get different camera angles where you can kind of see. When it's a definitive play, but a lot of this thing out there, the catch thing, I don't know, we need to have like a common sense rule or something. There's a lot of, I'm not sure, certain situations where you got catches that look like catches and they get turned down or, spots and things like that. There's just a ton that goes on in the game that, it's hard to judge with the naked eye, so they're leaning on this replay stuff, and it's slowing down the game, it's taken away, and it's making people unhappy.
So you are a professional football player, someone who does this for a living, and you have no better idea than we do what's a catch and what isn't.
No, I mean, the rule is, I think it's been flipped and turned around in the last 3 or 4 years, how many different ways, for them to try and get it is good and as clean as they can make it, but I still think there's some indecision. There's some unknown factors of what people really clarify catch, or I think what we're lacking is a definitive like definition. Like, what can we say this really is? That's kind of where we're at with how a catch and an incompletion go right now.
This segment with Zach Miller is brought to you by Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Well, see, last week the Bears made it easy to know what a catch is because the ball was on the ground. And every time I looked over, there was no ambiguity whatsoever. Ball hits hands, ball falls to ground. I said, okay, I know that's not a catch. I've never quite seen anything like that. And I know there were also a lot of catches made in that wild fourth quarter, but boy, it got frustrating. It's, especially near the end, even knowing there's really not that much at stake. It's just sort of your sensibility as a football observer is, come on, you know, you got one job, dude.
Unfortunate strain of drops last week. I'm sure all those guys would tell you the same thing. We need to catch a football. That's our job. That's what we play the game for. That's what we get paid to do. It sucks that it turned out, that they were in key situations and critical moments where, it could have turned the game a different way, but. That's kind of been the way our 2016 has gone. We haven't made plays when we need to, and we come up on the wrong end of the win-loss column.
What do you think of Matt Barkley, especially first three quarters versus fourth quarter, and why is it that sometimes it looks so much better in a no-huddle or in a situation where you're trying to hurry up as opposed to, you know, a normal situation during the first few quarters?
I thought Matt did well. You throw those ten drops out of the window and you add them to the stat line, you're looking at a pretty impressive completion percentage with a high amount of yards. So I'm sure there's a couple things that he would like back, a couple different turnovers in the red zone that are critical. But for him in his first start, I thought he did well and put our football team in positions to really win that game, and we needed people to help out. As far as the no huddle thing, when you get in that hurry up mode, it can kind of limit what the defense is going to throw at you. D coordinator got a certain amount of packages and plays and sets that they want to be in when you start, going up tempo on them. So maybe it just limits what they can get into and really just plays an advantage to an offense. Start moving the ball, moving the chains a little bit, and you get them to kind of settle down defensively. So that's kind of been the case all year. We just need to be more consistent, I think, as an offense as a whole. And maybe that help us out as we improve, but we'll see how that goes on.
I think this week, looking at one of the worst run defenses in the NFL, I would be fine if the Bears just pounded the run like it's some game from decades ago, even before they invented the forward pass, because I don't even know if you're going to need it. And whether they have the personnel to do it, I'm not sure, but it would seem like a surefire strategy against a team that absolutely cannot stop the run. Why not?
Yeah, I know. I know San Fran's struggling with the run. I think they're like giving up 170-some yards a game, or close to that, something like that. And we got the backfield to do it. It's one of those things where I'm sure they'll try to establish a run early on and see how it goes. But once you get down, last week we got down early. It's kind of been the same thing all year long where you got to start throwing the ball. I don't think the game plan is going and throw it 58 times, but that's kind of how it played out. So hopefully it's a different situation Sunday where we can kind of dictate and control, how the game plays out, establish a run game early on and have some success. And hopefully you get to see Jordan and Jeremy and those guys running all over.
As I'm watching on television here, I'm seeing all kinds of promos for tonight's Thursday night football game. And last week we saw some initial reports that the league is at least considering curtailing, if not abolishing, Thursday night football entirely, understanding what it could be doing just to the oversaturation of the product on the airwaves and not allowing players to properly heal and prepare for a game and get their bodies physically ready. Would that be okay with you if the league, before they make some other demand of you, like adding two other regular season games in exchange for this quid pro quo, would it be okay if you just found out right away that the Thursday night football would be lessened or removed entirely?
Yeah, I'd be fine with that. The oversaturation of the game where maybe, people are getting too much of something that they don't want at the moment. And also, going to players being ready. And I know those short weeks are they're hard on us, just having to turn around. But also in that same sense, it's like a mini bye week where you get that those extra days for the next week. So there's a little give and take there. I think one of the things that kind of brought this up is the Andrew Luck thing in the last couple of weeks where maybe he would have been ready to play on a Sunday game opposed to on a Thursday game, and now you got a team who's missing their franchise quarterback a critical situation. So there's a lot to be talked about there, I think, and I'm not sure how they move forward. But either way, I wouldn't miss those short weeks trying to get ready for a Thursday game coming off of Sunday.
All right, Zach, keep going on with your rehab. Good luck with everything, and thank you, as always, for taking the time.
You got it, guys. Appreciate you.
Zach Miller, Bears tight end, always very generous with his time, as he's, but the rehabs are just no fun, man.
No, rehab is no good. It's lonely, and it's painful, and it's slow, and there's just nothing good about it.
It's kind of a metaphor for life, except it's lonely, painful, and fast would be the only difference.
It gets faster all the time.
I know, and there's a reason for it. Because every year that goes by is less a percentage of the life that you've lived.
Well, that's depressing. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bors and Bernstein on The Score.
Breaking Bears news. Jay Cutler is out for the season. For all the details, keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. Tiger Woods was back, y'all, on a golf course with big-name golfers. And for the first 15 holes, he was legit. Now, keep in mind, Tiger Woods finished double par double, one over for the round. But the fact is, his glutes were firing, he didn't have some ridiculous flu, and he kind of looked good swinging a golf club. While we don't know if Tiger will be back to the Tiger form of 3 years ago, when, outside of the majors, he was the most dominant golfer in the sport, and we know he won't ever return to the old Tiger form, but could he walk off a Masters here or there and creep his way closer to Jack? The fact is that tales of Tiger's death have been mildly and maybe greatly exaggerated, because much like the Princess Bride, he wasn't all the way dead. He was mostly dead. Have fun storming the castle. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Get holiday ready with over $4,400 of instant savings offers, like rich, smooth Dunkin' Donuts ground coffee, $3.50 off. And for a healthy start to breakfast, fresh pomegranates or arrow seeds and Eggland's Best Eggs, $1 off each. Visit your local club or shop samsclub.com to take advantage of these and more instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com, created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
Hey there, it's Matt Abaticola. If you're fed up with your in-home Wi-Fi, it's time to make the switch to Xfinity, which is the fastest and most reliable internet in America. Fast internet speeds up to 25 megs, so everyone in your house can get online and use all their devices at the same time. That's what I have in my house, and I actually have faster speeds than that. But with the 25 megs, you can get two or three computers going, some iPads, whatever it is you're doing to download movies, TV shows, albums for listening enjoyment. You want to listen to some Christmas albums and download some stuff like I do at my house, well then, you need Xfinity Internet with the fastest internet in America. The best part about it, too, is you can download the TV app, the Xfinity TV app, and then all of your content that you have at home is mobile. like I said, stream top-rated movies, TV shows, unlimited streaming of HBO or Showtime hits, on multiple devices, but you can take it on the go. That's the best part about Xfinity. You don't have to be at your house to enjoy all the great qualities of in-home programming that you get through Xfinity, like the on-demand, which offers thousands of TV shows and movies right there for you. But that Xfinity TV app is the most used app on my smartphone, and it will be, too, for you and your family. But you have to get Xfinity Internet first. Now, if you like to watch anything, anywhere, anytime, you have to have this service from Xfinity. So here's what you do to get Xfinity Internet. Their most popular in-home Internet speed is just $39.99 a month for 12 months. This package really is a game changer. Or you could choose to triple your download speeds with up to 75 megabits per second for just $15 more. That's it, man. You're talking $40 or you're talking $55. Super cheap for the fastest internet in America. You're going to want this. So call them today at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com. Now, the special offer ends towards the end of the month. It's 12/21, but you have a few weeks to do that. But don't wait, because you're going to get caught up in Christmas shopping and parties and, you know, all those great holiday parties you have from your company. You bring great food in. You all share it and stuff. You're going to be so busy. You're not going to remember to do this. So do it today. It's 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Are you a local business owner? Are you looking to boost sales? Break through the advertising clutter with online radio ads. With Audio Ad Sensor, you have 30 seconds to tell your story, message, or promotion to highly engaged listeners for as little as $75 a month. Advertise to thousands on some of the most trusted stations in radio. It's great for events. Create your campaign today. Head over to AudioAdCenter.com for more information. That's AudioAdCenter.com.
I owe the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal.
Call 800-921-4588. 800-921-4588. 800-921-4588.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
He'll be placed on IR here shortly, and we'll keep you updated as far as roster replacements. Any questions?
What's the nature of the surgery?
It'll be a labrum surgery. It's tough. He waited the 2 weeks, a lot of rehab. You know, they're in there all hours of the morning and afternoon and evening. You know, there were some different treatments. I'm not going to get into all the exacts, but things typically you try to do to avoid surgery, and they didn't take form like they were expecting, and we're at the surgical mode at this point.
Oh, only Foxy can bring you injury news like that.
It's a torn labrum.
Right, torn labrum. Some surgery on it. They try to fix it. You try to rehab the areas around it, but it's never the same. Anybody who has had that, both professional athletes and non-professional athletes, can tell you that even though they can make it feel a little bit better, you can get your range of motion back and get the strength back, it's never quite the same.
No, and you'll two things are almost certain. You'll never have the same strength, and you'll never have the same range of motion. So you have to sort of figure something else out after that point.
And depending on the severity of the tear, you also lose sometimes stability in the capsule as far as the actual shoulder joint being in there as snugly as it needs to be. And sometimes it leads to dislocations, a shoulder popping out a little bit easier.
Well, they can tighten you up pretty good to prevent that from occurring again.
Put the anchors in there and all that?
Yeah, you get those miniature toggle bolts, and they'll sew you up good, but you'll never be the same.
We are at Hometown Sports Bar, and it's a big night tonight because it's karaoke night every Thursday and Saturday.
And Dan is staying for that, by the way.
They do karaoke here.
What's your go-to?
I told you that I have been asked to do, but we have friends who are pretty serious karaoke fans. And they
What makes you serious?
They're just really, they can both sing really well, and they both...
You strike me as a serious karaoke guy. If you were going to do karaoke, you'd be serious about it.
I think the last time I did it was in Oklahoma City, where I was there with former Iowa center Les Jepsen, and the two of us had a little too much to drink. And
spent the night together.
And you never knew. I always roomed with the big white guy. So, you know, we never knew. After you had a couple, who cared? You know, you're in the middle of Oklahoma. And that was when the Oklahoma City Cavalry were the lone basketball team there before the NBA days. And we didn't understand how seriously. This was during the rise of that first wave of really serious karaoke people. And we're just like, oh, okay.
You didn't know there was such a thing.
Yeah, no, people are into it. And I ended up, I think I sang Witchcraft by Frank Sinatra, and then I went outside and threw up.
As opposed to the people who were listening, who were throwing up while you were singing.
Right, I sang and I threw up. So everybody threw up. It worked out just fine. But this other couple is asking us, oh, please come on. And they lie. They lie. Say, oh, you won't have to sing.
Yeah, sure.
Nobody's going to make you sing. It's just fun. But I know they're lying. And they're going to try. They're going to say, okay, now here, let's pick one out. You can go sing it. Because, you know, they wouldn't invite us out. They didn't expect us to sing. And they'll show off because both of them sing. And they have, like, they know how like, the machine works or whatever.
Read the words, Dan. It's really not that complicated.
I don't know.
Even for someone like you.
But if I know, I don't know if I want to read the words. Because maybe I want to make up my own and do sort of a... You know, a more avant-garde performance piece. Make a statement about injustice or something. or justice. I've heard both at the same time.
Or David Justice.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Nick Szczepkowski. Don't miss your chance to catch Northwestern Wildcats and Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets on sale now, nusports.com. Bears back at practice today. They prep for the one-win San Francisco Sundays. There's San Francisco 49ers, who they host on Sunday. News of the day, though, not about that game. It's about Jay Cutler. He's going to undergo surgery on Saturday to repair his torn labrum. Cutler's year officially over. Perhaps that could mean his Bears career as well. It's a noon kick Sunday afternoon against San Francisco. NFL tonight, Cowboys and Vikings. Catch that right here on 670 The Score. The Vikings will be without head coach Mike Zimmer. He had to have an emergency eye surgery yesterday, so he is unable to coach this evening. Coverage starts 7 p.m. right here on 670 The Score. Today, Rob Gronkowski said to have a herniated disc in his back. He's going to have surgery on that, and he's expected to miss about 2 months. College football, Indiana has fired head coach Kevin Wilson. Reports for doing so point to player mistreatment. Other news today in baseball, Jaime Garcia dealt from the Cardinals to Atlanta for three prospects. Tiger Woods made his return to the PGA Tour today, finished one over par for his round. J.B. Holmes, a first-round leader in that. And news from New Orleans, former USC standout and NFL kicker returner Joe McKnight shot and killed today. The scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, where you can save a fistful of dollars. And join David Schuster for the Bud Light Talking Bulls with Taj Gibson Wednesday night from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Standard Bar and Grill in Chicago. Come meet Chicago Bull Taj Gibson for an autograph. Get the inside scoop on the team and enter to win a pair of Bulls tickets. It's brought to you by Bud Light. Raise one to right now. No outside memorabilia will be signed. I'm Nick Shapkowski, and you're listening to the radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
So Kevin Wilson fired as Indiana football coach. He's been replaced permanently, not just in the interim, replaced permanently by defensive coordinator Tom Allen.
When you're fired, he's permanent.
He has been. It's a permanent replacement, not an interim replacement.
I'm going to say when you get fired, it's usually
he's
temporary.
Permanently fired, and Tom Allen is going to be his replacement. The issue that I have, though, is anytime you've got an abusive head coach, do you really think that the defensive coordinator had no clue what was going on, or is a completely different kind of guy just ready to put an end to all of this stuff? No. Don't you need an outsider? I understand it making the inside guy interim. I get that. That's practical. It buys you some time. You've got to do it. You know, state school has got to go through all kinds of searches and protocols and all that. And I don't know how long this has been in the works and what they've known and what was fireable for how long they knew it. But I always think that whoever that next guy is, he knew enough that he probably should have said something earlier. Or does it give you an indication that he cooperated?
I don't know. In the past, it always seems like what you find out is not only did they know about it, but they may have enabled it in some way. You would hope that they've done their due diligence here, right? I mean, before they make that mistake. I don't know. I'm not going to assume that. I've seen this too much.
I just hate the fact that saying, well, this is, you know, the king is dead, long live the king, and it's this guy who's been here the whole time. And there's just no secrets. This stuff really isn't siloed, where even though there's always plausible deniability built in, when it comes to what it had to have been, the level at which it had to have risen, the severity and the breadth of it. Well, possible way the defensive coordinator couldn't have been expected to know what was going on.
If one of those players who was sitting out was a defensive player, there's your answer. Has to know. Has to.
I don't know. It's bothersome to me. You would think that they'd say, all right, well, we need a culture change. And sometimes something like this screams for culture change. And even if they're lying about it, of course, you're getting the pushback reaction. What's wrong with making a guy play through a concussion? Nobody's tough anymore. There's no
thing. Who's doing that?
Oh, the usual. Yeah. But there is no such thing as a tough brain. There is no such thing. Your brain is not tough.
And if I may digress for just a moment, I keep getting asked the question about Chris Bryant and the 7 is more than 6, and the whole, did they fix that in the collective bargaining agreement?
Oh, regarding the CBA,
It affects like 3 guys a year. They're not going to hinge an entire CBA on that, besides which no one cares. It's a loophole that the owners use. This amazes me. The players have been beating to death the owners in MLB for the better part of 30 years. And this one little loophole exists for owners to create a situation where you have a guy for 7 years instead of 6. 7 being more than 6. I don't know if you're...
never accepted that because Facebook told me it's not. All the news I get from... I'm not even on Facebook, but I get all my news there.
Try Wikipedia because
no,
you know
no,
that...
Facebook said 6 is more than 7.
I don't understand. If you're negotiating a CBA, you don't negotiate it for a handful of players. No one cares about this issue. It's not going to be changed. It's a service time issue, And that's something that goes back a long way.
And even if they changed whatever that they'll just move it.
So if you change it from 100...
Change it to 5 and 4 or 5 and 6.
They're still going to do it.
Right.
Or if you change the number of days, if you change it from, you know, 172 to another number, they'll just wait an extra week.
As long as there's any service time threshold that means you get to have somebody for an extra year, you are going to invoke whatever you can to keep a great player under cost control for another year, which is the purpose of 7 being more than 6.
Yeah, and I'd say stop asking me, except that would just encourage people to ask me more. The same question over and over again.
But are they asking you to troll you? Or are they asking
No, I'm getting serious questions about was this addressed in the CBA?
Okay. Well, you know why 6 was afraid of 7, right?
No.
Yes, Jesus. Of course. Well, you don't count. You know because 7, 8, 9.
Jesus knows all. Yes, I'm aware of that from the time I was like in second grade or something.
Well, I don't know with you because you're hanging around the hockey people. They're telling like odd Canadian jokes. You did the Ludi C to the Tootie. I don't know what you're talking about.
Although all those years around Canadians, I never knew what they were doing to their hats all that time. I had no idea
You would hear noises in the barracks at night? You'd hear odd squeaking sounds.
But I had no idea there was a hat involved.
Well, maybe it's just Western Canada.
Might be British Columbia.
It could just be a British Columbian idiom where you are supposed to do that to your hat. Good for the hat.
Is it?
If there's consent.
How is it good for the hat?
If there's consent. If you have to explain the concept of hat consent to
Canadian. There are no degrees of consent.
For a hat.
For anyone.
You just haven't wanna look longingly at one of your US Open hats?
No.
Or maybe out of pure anger? Just as a power crime?
That wouldn't be my go-to on that.
Okay.
I can think of other bodily functions.
Oh, I thought you had other hats. I swear to God, I thought you had other hats.
Like my Ryder Cup hats?
Right. Like it was something you were just sort of acting out physically in that way. An uncontrolled impulse.
Awful thing to do to a hat.
Well, I do want to see, because you are the only grown-ass man that actually has a hat collection, like we did in college with our hat wall. Sweet, I've got a hat wall.
Not a collection, I just have a lot of hats, and I like them. But
you have to devote space to them. You're a 52-year-old man.
It's on a shelf, or they're on hooks, and when they're worn out, they're smelly, I throw them out.
Back to the golf wives. Same thing.
I don't collect those either.
Okay, well, maybe you should start. He's Barry Rosner, and I'm Dan Bernstein. And coming up at the top of the hour, I'm going to say that it's not Lawrence Holmes because he worked earlier today.
Good guess on your part.
I remember because I heard him on the way in, and I have absolutely no idea who is going to be on when we finish up.
Should we try to guess?
Is it Ranji?
Could be Ranji.
It's the time of the year where it can
Nick
be somebody.
Shepkowski.
It's Nick Shepkowski solo?
Hold on. So he's been in since like 7 o'clock this morning.
And now he has to have sports thoughts?
He produces the morning show. He did updates all afternoon.
He produces the midday show.
Midday show. Correct.
Did updates all afternoon.
He's on in the morning, though.
Well, we have Thursday Night Football, right?
Yeah, let's be careful about shedding tears for Shep here. He's only building a bridge to Cowboys-Vikings.
Ooh.
Nevertheless,
Vikings' other coach is hurt. They get everybody hurt, and their coach's eye falls out. Leave it to them, man. Everybody hurt. How's coach? Well, his eye's over there. So and Barry is also committed now. He's going to stay for karaoke too.
I think the only time I don't even know if this was karaoke, but one time in a bar in Florida, very late one night, Brenneman made me sing Chicago.
Brenneman made you sing? Well.
Because everyone
the band Chicago?
No. Sinatra. As Sinatra. Singing Chicago. You know, My Kind of Town.
Oh, My Kind of Town. Yeah. Okay.
Is that the name of it?
I think so.
I don't
When you said Chicago, I thought it was something by the band Chicago, like 25 or 6 to 4 or something. What do you mean Brenneman made you?
Enough already.
How could he make you?
All right, he encouraged me. Well, everyone was doing something. And some people were doing it in the back.
And then he fell down. On an end table.
Yeah, that song's called Chicago, fellas.
It is, okay.
Yeah, just so you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Don't get it wrong again.
Well, that's what I said it was.
I got it wrong.
Well, Bernstein was like, is it my kind of town? Yeah, Dan, that's what it's called.
She jerk. Talked.
Okay, fine.
Thank you, Matt.
Oh, really?
Keep
that attitude up, Bernstein. See what happens to you.
What's going to happen to him?
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, keep it up. You'll find out.
It'd be like going to Hegwisch.
Yeah, oh, worse than Hegwisch, mister.
Oh no.
You're going to say hello to Mr. Fist.
Mr. Fist. That was the game that the kids didn't want come Christmas time.
Hey, speaking of Italians, you guys ever try this limoncello stuff that they make? I've heard about it.
Limoncello?
Yeah, you ever tried it?
Yeah, well, Jeff drops off a bunch of bottles every
year. Yeah, don't you keep a bottle in your locker?
No.
Of course not.
Not you, Matt.
What are you talking about, Rosner? If you get a chance, you guys should try some. I've heard it's good.
Did Jeff drop some off by any chance?
Nope.
Because every year we get... Oh, it's there, isn't it? If you don't save a bottle for me, you're going to have real problems.
They're all gone. And there's nothing we can do about it.
Save one for me, man.
Are they the small bottles or the big ones?
They're the 5-gallon jugs.
Ooh, put one in the freezer for me.
Gone.
Because that stuff is like...
Matt would save one for me, not for you. He wouldn't do that for you. He'd do it for me, though.
I can't anymore, Barry.
Why not?
Your hat collection. We can no longer be friends.
No, one of those bottles of limoncello or two definitely have my name.
No, he didn't drop any of them. I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
Oh.
I wasn't drinking that on the air.
I didn't know, because you realize that last night I walked down there with the...
They're there, Dan. It's just that they're taking them, and they don't want to save one for you, and I don't blame them.
The stragglers at the end of the party last night on the ninth floor of the performance space, I get there, they're doing Ouzo shots. That's a thing.
Led by Mitch.
No, it wasn't Mitch. I'm not going to name any names other than...
Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to name names.
No, he had done the Mitch Shuffle long before that.
I would never mention names like Miska.
Pat Hughes and Mitch Rosen.
Yeah,
we're leading the...
Yeah, I came in this morning. They were sleeping on Ron Coomer's pillow.
I have some breaking news.
Let me tell you about my pillow.
I'm hammered.
Yeah, they're at the corner of Michigan Avenue and Randolph on Coomer's pillows.
This shot's got a chance. Gone.
It's not gone. It is gone.
No, it was none of the above, Miska. And and then next thing I know, there's Meluzzo there.
Yeah, did you partake?
A little bit. You know, I not too much, but yeah. Party's never over when there's a bottle of Ouzo around and a proud Greek man who wants everybody to enjoy.
Let's go.
And let the record show that was not Miska. So that the other you got to figure out on your own. There's your mystery. You got this.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Get holiday ready with over $4,400 of instant savings offers, like rich, smooth Dunkin' Donuts ground coffee, $3.50 off. And for a healthy start to breakfast, fresh pomegranates or arrow seeds and Eggland's Best eggs, $1 off each. Visit your local club or shop samsclub.com to take advantage of these and more instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Furniture's grand opening in Schaumburg.
All right, the good news is that you know what somebody on your list wants for a gift. Maybe it's something for your kid and you want to be a really cool parent and you know that your kid is into comic books or sci-fi, but it doesn't mean you're going to buy the right thing. However, this can be handled for you, and it couldn't be any easier to use Loot Crate. These guys have you covered, and they're offering you special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions. And all you have to do is go to lootcrate.com/Dan, and then you choose the theme of this box that arrives monthly and the length of the gift deliveries. You add the recipient, and that's it. You're done. You're talking about gaming in anime, sci-fi, comics, and you can check out exactly what you need. What your kid will get is exclusive, awesome products from top gaming and entertainment franchises. So if he or she is into, say, Fallout or Batman or Marvel or Harry Potter, it's going to be each month a theme with the best in whether gaming or pop culture, stuff they can geek out on. It's limited edition stuff. It's gear and collectibles and shirts, pins and comic books, all kinds of stuff. And they pack it in a box and it ships monthly, valued at twice what it costs in every crate. So you can make everyone jealous with your incredible gift-giving superpowers of your own. Go to lootcrate.com/Dan and take advantage of special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions right now. It's LOOTCRATE.com/Dan. Make sure you go to lootcrate.com/Dan, and then you get the special promotion. Lootcrate.com/Dan.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Fleet gift card.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg.
He's a blessing!
Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you are purchasing a home, listen up, because you might qualify to receive up to $20,850 you don't have to pay back. You heard me. David has a lender who is giving qualified borrowers up to $20,850, which can be used for the down payment, closing costs, and eliminating PMI. But wait, there's more. The funds can also be used by borrowers looking to refinance their homes looking to eliminate PMI. There are no income limitations, but the program is only available within certain areas of Cook, DuPage, DeKalb, Kane, and Lake counties in Illinois, and Milwaukee, Kenosha, and Racine counties in Wisconsin. So if you'd like more information on this outstanding new program from a lender that will always look out for your financial best interest, call David now. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. To learn more about David's Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage license C4358 and NMLS 1918.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, or anything else. Serenity Insurance specializes in low-cost SR22 or FR44 auto insurance. We've opened a phone line for very affordable car insurance meant specifically for overpaying high-risk drivers. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filings. Call 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694, 800-986-0694.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. Home to top sports on-demand programming, including CBS Sports Experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, 2-time world champion.
Hey, it's Boomer and Carton.
Hey, this is Tim Marchman from Deadspin.
Let's pound the pavement and get some news.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
That's it. It's over. It's all over.
Big thanks to everybody here at Hometown Sports Bar in DeKalb. Tom and everybody for showing up. We appreciate Jesus' presence as always when we are in DeKalb. Also, big thanks to Bud Light, raise one to right now. Also to Craftsman, the fine builders of our mobile studio, Craftsman for when it matters. And tomorrow we're going to be out at another round in Downers Grove. So you can come join us there and get another opportunity to win some Bulls tickets. We thank our guests. They were Dan Pompey, Greg Gabriel, Scott Miller, and Zach Miller.
Not Brad Miller. Brad Miller was supposed to be with us today.
His name was indeed invoked as well. We thank our executive engineer, Dave Miska.
You know, you talked about Baldwin earlier. We showed that graphic that he's caught as many touchdown throws as anybody else in the NFL coming into the game the last 2 years. But there was always so many other things to talk about when you talked about Seattle.
What we talk about when we talk about Seattle by Raymond Carver. Our actual engineer today, Matt Pullman.
Breaking Bears news. John Fox has been fired.
The crowd goes wild now.
That is not true.
It is not true. At the Score Studios, Matt Abaticola.
They move Mike Rimmers over to the left tackle position after Michael Orr went out with a concussion, and he's been out for a while, since from week 4 to week 10 now with that concussion.
17 that he has missed. The Blind Side movie around his life.
Movie reference. Chris Tannehill.
There is some good news, though. Leonard Floyd, who went to the hospital with a neck injury yesterday.
I just don't think that's good news. I think going to the hospital with a neck injury is bad news.
I don't know, maybe if you don't want to play, especially for this team.
It's still just not good.
It doesn't
news.
Sound good.
Thanks to callers, emailers, texters, sexters, everybody who is a part of the show today, everybody here at Hometown. Thank you. Stay tuned for Nick Shepkowski, who is leading you up to Cowboys and Vikings on Thursday Night Football. Tomorrow, Matt Abaticola and I will be out at another round in Downers Grove. We'll see you then. Bye.
It's time. God bless all of you, and God bless football.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Get ready for game day on Ghost Bed Bears Fridays on The Score. It's Bears talk all day, starting at 5 a.m. Listen in as your favorite Score shows, along with our team of Bears experts, break down the upcoming game. If you're a Bears fan, do not miss a minute of Ghost Bed Bears Fridays. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Hello everyone, Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up. And that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's for 1 week only. November 25th through December 4th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
Holiday Happy Helpline.
Help! I was planning to party my pants off this weekend, but I don't own any.
You don't own pants?
No, I don't own party pants.
Oh, just dance over to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep. Right now, party-ready pants, dresses, and tops for the whole family are up to 50% off in stores and at OldNavy.com.
Did you say up to 50% off?
That's right. Plus, come in now to redeem your Old Navy Super Cash and save even more.
I'm doing a celebration dance. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy.
Valid 11/29 through 12/4. Select styles only.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Get holiday ready with over $4,400 of instant savings offers, like rich, smooth Dunkin' Donuts ground coffee, $3.50 off. And for a healthy start to breakfast, fresh pomegranates or arrow seeds and Eggland's Best Eggs, $1 off each. Visit your local club or shop samsclub.com to take advantage of these and more instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at National Credit Advisor today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
IRS, the most feared agency in the world. Here at Platinum Tax Defenders, we're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and we're proud to be one of the only firms in the country who helps taxpayers no matter how much they owe. Whether you owe just a few thousand dollars or hundreds of thousands, call now and take the first step in getting your tax matter resolved before the IRS seizes your assets or garnishes your wages. Call 800-349-9770. That number again is 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
I owe the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agent.